we have, I think, like 20 first cousins on my mom's side. And I'm at an age where the closest cousins to me are either 2 years younger or like 5 years older. And growing up, the cousins who were younger than me were into younger stuff. So I couldn't really hang with them when I was young because, like, I didn't want to do that kid stuff. I wanted to do what my big cousins were doing. So I had to learn every member of the Wu-Tang Clan. I had to recite Prodigy lyrics and Nas lyrics and stuff like that to fit in with them. And through that also came writing. So my cousin Khalil is a genius. He's, you know, and I don't use that word lightly or take that lightly. My cousin he's got it. And he always wrote, and he got books and books and books of, like, you know, raps, but, you know, more like poetry. Like, he was just writing fire. He wasn't as good of a orator. He was a really good writer, but he wasn't, you know, he didn't keep the beat all the time and things like that. But what he always had something to say.
Yeah, the content.
Yeah, and he read a lot, so I figured there had to be a correlation there. He's reading, he knows more than people because he, you know, reads. You ain't got to know too much. You can read a chapter ahead and know more than people, but the fact that you read, you know more than people. So he's able to write, you know, in a way that some people who didn't read that material knew or could do. So a lot of it rested in him. And my cousins, his brother had a record deal when I was growing up. A couple of my other cousins sang, and they had record deals and groups when I was growing up, but these are all my older cousins. So getting into music and getting into writing and all of that was because of that. Was trying to fit in.
Do you have an early memory of when did you first think that you were good at however you'd characterize it, if you call it emceeing, if you're rapping, whatever you first identified and did you connect it to writing at all, or were they different things?
Yeah, I connected it to writing. Third grade talent show, me and...
Oh, what a sight. Is there, you know, video of that somewhere?
Hopefully not. third grade talent show, me and this kid, Lewis Marshall. So it started as show and tell. So every Friday was show and tell. It's only so many times you could bring your pet rock into school. Like, nobody wanted to see that.
Did
so
bringing a pet rock to school?
At a time. Okay. Yeah, his name was Rocky. I had a pet rock. I'm not lying. But then after that, it's like, all right, we seen all your show and tells, but we wanted to keep doing stuff on Friday. So show and tell became a talent show. It's like, let's show your talent. So kids would sing or whatever, and, you know, we chose to rap. And it's crazy because Lewis wasn't even in my class, but we, you know, had started like a little rap group or whatever writing after school. And, I'm like, yo, let's go do our rap. So I'd go to his class down the hall. I'd get him out of class, and he was able, like, the teacher would let him come to my class to recite our rap, and we won a talent show maybe like 2 months straight. But I attest at the writing because, you know, I was writing all of the raps.
Right.
Like, that was my job. I was the writer. so I always, but and not and in thinking of it now, it's because of that. That initially I wanted to be behind the scenes. I always wanted to just write and be behind the scenes. I still, to this day, ghostwrite for some MCs and things like that. I always enjoyed the behind the scenes more. But those talent shows, and I did one in fifth grade as well. I remember that one vividly because it just went bad. Like, in front of the whole school. This is at Masterman at this time. And the weekend of the talent show, we're playing wrestling on my block, and my homie Shawnee flipped me over his back. I landed forehead first on the concrete. Big strawberry right on my forehead. At this time I also had a bald head, so I had a baldy with a big scar on the front, but a fresh scar, so it's pink right on my forehead. And in my mind, I'm like, all right, I still got to do this talent show on Monday, which is, you know, so I wore glasses. I wore these Oakley sunglasses, white Oakley sunglasses with a bald head, big mark on my head. And I wore the sunglasses because I said, if I keep my eyes closed, I can get through this.
Right.
But we're on a stage and it's light and we're in an auditorium. So afterwards, we got through it and everybody's like, watch your eyes. Why were your eyes closed the whole time? I'm like, y'all can see my eyes. Like, that defeated the whole purpose. And I look stupid. I got pictures of those, me in that sunglasses, in that whole ensemble. I forget the question, but yeah. Oh, so in those times, like, I noticed people accepted me as someone that was on stage. You know, you can't just always feel like literally looking up to someone.
Right.
You know, somebody's, you got to be comfortable with somebody in that position. You're not taking anybody just getting up there and doing it. But, you know, when I jumped out and did it, people didn't look at me like I was weird. So I was like, oh, I might could do this.
Right.
Yeah.